Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. Early voting starts today for the July 14th Texas primary runoff election.
There are 35 nominations up for grabs. One of the biggest races on the ballot is between retired Air Force pilot MJ Hagar and State Senator Royce West. The winner will try to unseat Senator John Cornyn in November. Professor Matthew Eshbasoha is chair of political science at UNT. He says the pandemic is making the race extra hard on each opponent.
I think it's going to be difficult for voters to kind of figure out who they want to vote for, and I think it's going to be difficult for voters to really get motivated and decide to go out and vote in a race which is still likely to go Cornyn.
Election officials say they're hoping early voting will minimize crowds at the polls. Extra sanitizing measures are being put in place to help keep voters safe as well. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now that early voting started today with new pandemic guidelines.
Elections administrators say in a good year, 98% of the voters sit out a runout election. And this year, the exception may be the concern about the coronavirus. In Rowlett, poll chief Maggie Ansley says they'll take a look at how things go anyhow and make recommendations for what's expected to be a busy November election.
So far, we're fine. All but space. Here, we see the size of our room. If we had a little bit more space for November, that might well help. But so far, we have always managed out here.
The most she had at any time this morning, 7 all at once, and all practice social distancing. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bars and nightclubs in Texas may sue the state. They say they got no evidence they pose a greater risk than grocery stores, restaurants, or hair salons.
Governor Greg Abbott ordered bars to close entirely while restaurants could stay open at reduced capacity. He says it was clear an increase in COVID-19 cases was driven by certain types of activity, including Texans congregating in bars. The Texas Bar and Nightclub Alliance says it's planning a lawsuit to try to block the order. The group says they also have a lawyer standing by for any bar or nightclub that's ticketed or fined for staying open. The alliance accused the governor of singling out one type of alcoholic beverage license over another, saying that's without logic and does not protect the public from COVID-19. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Dallas County now has confirmed more than 20,000 cases of COVID. And Judge Clay Jenkins wants the governor to put in new restrictions. He sent a letter to the governor asking him to shut down bars and gyms and movie theaters. He told NBC 5 he also wants restaurants limited to carryout and outdoor seating.
We don't have time to wait until our hospitals are near capacity to do these common sense things.
The governor did order bars to close, cut capacities at restaurants to 50%. Leaders and activists from larger counties in Texas putting a pressure on the governor about a statewide mask policy. He really doesn't want to because he doesn't want a one-size-fits-all policy. He says it's not the best for Texas. UNT political science professor Kimmy King thinks differently.
A one-size-fits-all, you know, may not necessarily be the best choice. Unfortunately, if people are unable to get that under control, you have to mandate it because of the numbers that we're seeing.
Larger counties put mask policies in place, but smaller counties like Parker are opting out. They don't want a mask policy. For the second time in 4 years, Right to Life advocates in Texas disappointed after the Supreme Court ruling on an abortion case. High Court struck down a Louisiana law that would have restricted access to abortions. Rebecca Lentz from the North Texas chapter of Texas Right to Life says they're going to refocus.
We're going to continue to work on the Texas abolition strategy here in Texas, and that is working to get to a point where, you know, we're banning all abortions in Texas. So that's what we're focused on. We are disappointed.
So far, no reaction from Planned Parenthood. A nonprofit's been buying meals from local restaurants and delivering them to hospitals. Now it's going to expand. 7740 delivered almost 10,000 meals to hospitals around the area since April. Jacob Tyndall is the organizer. He says they plan to keep their mission going into July.
We're having another major spike, and so I think there's still a need to move forward and let the healthcare workers know that we're behind them, that we're incredibly thankful, and not to mention the restaurants. The restaurants are still struggling. That's an entire industry, among others, that have been hurt in a very big way.
He says they're going to announce an expansion to serve meals to more frontline workers. And even though the road to recovery is a long one, a police officer that got hurt in a pursuit this month, he's making progress.
Everybody's come together and really shown our family a lot of support, so we really appreciate all that.
That's Jared Brazil, the brother of Fort Worth police officer Matt Brazil, expressing his gratitude to the people who showed up at Cafe Republic to help him out. Jared says his brother is out of the ICU and is making progress.
As of yesterday, he was able to eat solid foods finally for the first time. He's just come miles from where he was when he came in, when he was care flighted in.
Along with donating 25% of its sales to Matt Brazil, Cafe Republic was also selling T-shirts and was holding a silent auction. In North Fort Worth, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.